and welcome to the show. Chances are high that you're listening to this podcast while you're stuck in traffic or in the car, especially if you're in Los Angeles. This week, we're listening to pods that'll make that commute fly by. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, brought to you by Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Arielle Nissenblatt. This episode covers the week of January 13 through 17, 2020. This week's show is brought to us by Buzzsprout, a platform that helps you start a podcast of your own. We're also supported by Podglomerate's Rocketship.fm podcast. More on our sponsors later in the show. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday night that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. This show is just that. I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes. We'll also share some podcast industry news from the Inside Podcasting newsletter. Let's get to our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is commute cutters. The curator is Priyanka Matu, co-founder of Earios. Here's why Priyanka chose this theme. She says,
"Hi, my name is Priyanka Matu. I'm a co-founder of Earios, a women-run podcast network, and the theme I chose is commuter cutters. I chose this theme because it's January. I'm back at work. I'm stuck in traffic, crisscrossing Los Angeles, and these are five episodes that make me feel like time is flying, even if technically I'm not. I hope you enjoy."
Here are the podcasts and episodes chosen by Priyanka. Monday's episode comes from The Big Ones and is called The Notebook / Angela Trimber. It's 65 minutes long. Here's the description. It's the season finale, and who better to have on to close out the season than the incredible Angela Trimber? We discuss the most beautiful love story there ever was, The Notebook, and how we would go about choosing between what our head tells us and what our heart tells us. Tuesday's episode comes from The Dream and is called Wanna Swim in Cash? It's 40 minutes long. In this episode, there's nothing as intoxicating as piles of money, unless the feds are watching you count it. Wednesday's episode comes from Song Exploder and is called Perfume Genius, Slip Away. It's 21 minutes long. Mike Hadrius has been making music under the name Perfume Genius since 2008. In May 2017, he put out his fourth album, No Shape, to widespread critical acclaim. In this episode, Mike breaks down the song Slip Away. Thursday's episode comes from Ask Rana and is called The 8 Days of Ronica. It's 122 minutes long. Here's the description. The 8 Days of Ronica are here. It's just Rana and Brian this week in the carriage house, offering their guidance on listener questions and giving advice on the best gifts this holiday season. Plus, Rana and Brian break down the four different price points they're discussing, as well as exchange gifts themselves. Friday's episode comes from Ghost of a Podcast and is called Second Saturday Return plus Horoscope. It's 39 minutes long. Here's the description. Did you know that we go through multiple Saturn return transits in a lifetime? They occur once every approximately 29 years. This week, Jessica answers a listener's question about their second Saturn return in Capricorn. Those are the podcast recommendations chosen by Priyanka for this week's theme, Commute Cutters. Hopefully you'll find some podcasts here that'll make your commute just a little bit better. You can view and listen to these episodes as a playlist on Podchaser. Head to podchaser.com and type commute cutters in the search bar, and all the episodes will be right there for you. You can get in touch with Priyanka on Twitter. Her handle is @nanking. That's N-A-A-N King. Join the discussion of this week's theme by using the hashtag commute cutters. Next, let's discuss what's going on in the podcast world. Here are some headlines from this week in the industry, brought to us by the Inside Podcasting newsletter. First, this week, Spotify launched a new advertising service called Streaming Ad Insertion, or SAI for short. SAI uses customer data to target ads within its exclusive podcasts. In a company blog post, VP and head of global advertising business Jay Richman said that this service is, quote, taking formats that traditionally have been more of a static experience and making it a more personalized and attractive one, end quote. That said, in a story for The Verge, Ashley Carmen explains that while Spotify's new technology breaks ground in the industry, it also puts consumer privacy at risk. Quote, podcasts are sensitive listening data. The topics can be niche and revealing. So users rightly might have privacy concerns about how what they consume will be siphoned back into brands, end quote, says Carmen. When Richmond was asked about these issues, he responded that consumers can opt out of data targeting. If you want more information on this topic, head to the Snacks Daily podcast. Hosts Nick and Jack share some information about how the strategic ad insertion will appear in your listening experience. You can find this information in their episode titled, "These Delivery Apps Are Like Mafia Families." Next story. Mermaid Palace, Caitlin Priest's new production house, is bringing the heart back to the podcast airwaves in partnership with Radiotopia. In its inaugural installment, Priest, quote, explores a friendship, an artnership, and an idea of what would happen if two radical young women took their politics to their most extreme conclusion, end quote. The first episode drops on January 15th. Next, Gimlet Media's podcast about Black culture, The Nod, is ending. Hosts Eric Eddings and Brittany Luce announced the news in their most recent episode. However, starting in April, we'll be able to watch the show, which will move to a daily cadence, via the new Quibi video service. The show will drop two more episodes before wrapping up. And the last story of the day. Podcast Brunch Club's January playlist tackles disinformation and fake news. According to the organization's website, the collection, which includes episodes from Hidden Brain, Solvable, Raw Data, Power Corrupts, and Function with Anil Dash, will provide historical background on the disturbing/infuriating trend and suggest ways to fight it. Head to podcastbrunchclub.com for more information. You can find the playlist and also find out where Podcast Brunch Club meets in your city. Those are some of the top podcast industry-related stories for this week. We'll be back next week with more. Inside Podcasting is a thrice-weekly newsletter written by Sky Pillsbury. You can receive it and read it in your inbox by going to inside.com/podcasting. Now on to our sponsors. Thank you to Buzzsprout for sponsoring this week's show. If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you've probably thought about starting your own show. Podcasting is super fun, but it can feel overwhelming if you don't know how to get started. That's where Buzzsprout comes in. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch a professional podcast. In fact, it's so good, they've already helped over 100,000 people launch a show of their own. Buzzsprout will get your show into every major podcasting platform, like Apple, Spotify, CastBox, and Google Podcasts. You also get a great-looking website, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and so much more. And if you follow the link in the show notes, you'll get a $20 Amazon gift card when you sign up for any paid plan. And thank you to Rocketship.fm. The new season of Rocketship.fm launches on January 16th and will focus around product failures. It happens to everyone, and yet no one knows how to talk about it until now. We're diving into the backstory of some of the biggest product mistakes from eBay, Google, Amazon, American Airlines, and more. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, listener, did you know that you can advertise with us too? And we'll make it work with your budget. Send an email to earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. That's all for today. We say the word podcast a lot on this show. We share the number of times at the bottom of each episode. This week, it was 38 times. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned. We're on Twitter at earbudspodcall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every single Sunday night. This show is written and produced by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. Like our music? Our theme is by the amazingly talented Matthew Sweeto. Check out MatthewSweetoMusic.com for your own music solutions, or reach out on Instagram at Matthew Sweeto. That's Swedo. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what we do, let us know. One way you can do that is by sending fan mail to the house where I grew up in New York. My parents would appreciate it very much. Or you can just leave a review wherever you like to do that kind of thing. May I suggest Podchaser? Head to podchaser.com to leave a review for us. Just search for Feedback with Earbuds. Catch you next time. Happy listening.